time is a great factor in our lives, and it has to be used intelligently. The value of time must be embedded in our hearts so that every moment is utilized in gaining rewards. People waste their time in surprising ways. In the night, they indulge in gossiping or read worthless novels, involved with their devices and their laptops. And then during the day, they sleep for lengthy periods or visit the bazaars or places of entertainment. It is like undertaking a journey to an unknown destination. This lack of occupation results in the commission of numerous sins, especially backbiting, which has become common practice even in our gatherings of deen. Most people desire to remain unaware of the objective of life, and if anyone finds that the conversation is slipping towards transgression, immediately show indifference and curtail the conversation. If this is not possible, if one wants to in something useful, so that the heedless take a hint. On many occasions, one feels inclined toward doing a good deed, but the nafs is very crafty in that it does not say that the good deed must not be performed, but suggests it must be deferred until the next day. Understand well that this is the treachery of the nafs, because we all know tomorrow never comes. It is absolutely essential that whatever is necessary to be done today must be done today. Life is uncertain in that we are unaware of whether we will live until tomorrow or whether we will be granted favorable circumstances to accomplish the objective. Yes, there is another harm, that when the work is continuously postponed and piles up excessively, the sheer amount of catching up is such that one loses courage and neglects everything. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.